USA Radio News.
ABC's entertainment president said the network decided to cancel the Roseanne reboot. This all stems from Roseanne Barr announcing she's leaving Twitter after sending a tweet that was directed at former Obama staffer Valerie Jarrett. The tweet in question read, "Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby equals VJ," meaning Valerie Jarrett. Former presidential candidate Herman Cain believes ABC had it in for Roseanne all along.
Her show defended some of the conservative principles and conservative results. Maybe. I don't know the answer to this, and we will never know. I just suspect personally that this gave them a very visible excuse to cancel the show.
Cain was speaking there on Fox News. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, your final numbers today on Wall Street. The Dow was down 391 points to close the day at 24,361. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
The U.S. government releases an annual report on how religious freedom is faring around the world. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes takes a look at some of its findings.
The report says ethnic cleansing targeting Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar is not stopped despite growing condemnation from the international community. Released Tuesday morning, the State Department's annual report on international religious freedom also estimates about 680,000 people fled Myanmar to neighboring Bangladesh to escape that violence. Other findings are that as many as 120,000 political prisoners are being held in prison camps in North Korea, many for religious reasons, and that Saudi Arabia continues to prohibit the public practice of any religion other than Islam. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With the official start of summer just around the corner, millions of Americans will be flying their flags. Well, Zips Dry Cleaning is a Maryland-based company, and they have said if you bring your flag in to get it cleaned, they will do it free of charge. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
If you are flying this summer season, prepare for long lines at airports as air travel is expected to reach an all-time high. According to folks in the airline industry, a record 246 million passengers will travel on American air carriers between June 1st and August 31st. That figure is an increase of almost 4% from last year. Now, domestic airlines have added 116,000 seats per day to accommodate the extra passengers, but Amy West, she's a travel blogger, she says there's also other ways you can travel, especially if you're on a budget.
If you're on a budget, I highly recommend creating the journey as part of your experience. You know, hop in your car, get a road trip, get all your kids in the car, road trip up. You know, I just went to D.C. You can actually find some amazing camping spots on Reserve America. They can help you reserve a camping spot at a national park.
Teachers are leaving their jobs for other careers at a rate that has grown at a steady pace for each of the past 3 years. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The information comes in a report titled The Longitudinal Employer Household Dynamics from the U.S. Census Bureau. Adam Grundy is the author of the story and tells us where some of these teachers are finding other careers.
Predominantly, it's jobs in healthcare and social assistance, such as nurses, child care, and family assistance. And also we found that administrative services was another popular choice.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.